Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, and for some reason on a Sunday, it's hump day with Swanee and friends. It's Dane Swan, it's Samantha Richards. Hello.
Hello. The reason is Dane dreamt about this and we want to make dreams come true, right?
What?
You said for some reason on a Sunday. The reason is Dane dreamt about this and he dreams about doing podcasts these days. That's how exciting lockdown living is. He lives for this shit.
Are you a busy man, Dane?
Am I?
Yeah. Did you do too lots of work today?
Not really. I did some stuff. Didn't know the fucking Zoom thing before.
Are we saying what it is?
Say if you want.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I did a Brownlow thing for the fake TV show that Dale and Heath have.
As in it doesn't actually go to where they just promote it.
Well, I asked him. I said, this is a piss take, yeah. You actually don't have a TV show. I refuse to believe it. I've tried to look for it a couple of times on a Monday. I looked at all the Channel 7s on my TV and they've never been there. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but with tinfoil hats on, I'm starting to think it's all been an elaborate ruse.
Mm.
And then I read somewhere before that SCN were thinking about taking Heath and Dale drive, doing the drive segment or something. Now, I'll jump off the earth if that's the case. That'll be it for me.
So Bob Murphy has been doing the drive show. So Bob Murphy's now going to Fremantle. And that opens up a spot, do you think, for those two to run the show?
Oh, mate, that's it. I'll refuse to be on earth again if that happens.
Just pushed it too far?
Just too far.
Oh, aliens can come and have it.
Yeah.
Fuck this place. Like, I guess that just, well, the Victoria couldn't get any fucking weirder or worse with how the world, what we're doing at the moment. But them two bozos on a drive radio, and yeah, it'll probably just the cream on the cake.
Didn't your manager talk us up as a possibility?
I talked myself up. I was ready to fuck yous off in a heartbeat.
That sounds about right.
I went in the bath for myself.
Yeah.
And?
I'm waiting to hear back. I said they'll let me know. So I've been waiting. I've still been waiting. It is after 9 a.m. of course.
Yeah. So I'm not pretty sure. Josh, perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's right in my wheelhouse.
Right.
NBA's finished by then?
Yeah. And I've just realised, like, I'll be up early Monday mornings from now on because I like to watch the NFL, so
yeah.
I've probably had to hold on a couple more weeks. I probably could have.
Mm.
So maybe I could do breakfast radio jolly during the NFL season,
right?
But just from home, just from home. Mm.
But, make sure the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah, exactly. Have to be a big bloody orange juice, big bloody orange to get some juice out of it. But yeah, that was my day. I was pretty hungover. You know, they say, do the crime, do the time. I feel like I'm serving a life sentence at the minute.
Did you celebrate Melbourne getting in?
No, I celebrated
the Dogs
last night. It was Saturday night. Who played last night? The Doggies.
Dogs. Well, the Dogs played. Port Adelaide didn't play.
Only one.
No, no,
only
they
one
weren't.
Side from each game have played this weekend.
Did you early crow Port? Did you?
No, I early crowed Melbourne just for you. I listened here. I was prepared to put myself out there.
Two pretty ordinary games, but unless you barrack for those two sides, don't you? Storm game was a blowout. The best game of the round was Titans and South. Now that was a good game.
I was just pausing then because that sounded like, I don't know about you, Samantha, that to me sounded like a bit of SEN drive time sort of banter.
It really did.
Well, I'd love to know your feedback, guys.
Would you like us to call in and give us your thoughts?
Maybe we should get people to call in to this podcast.
You'd do really good on Talkback Radio. I think you'd really manage the bants really well with callers.
I think I'd be excellent.
I think so too. There's no sarcasm in that at all. I genuinely believe you'd be good on Talkback Radio.
Like I said, if people are listening, I'm willing to move on from Samantha and Ralph very quickly.
would you cope with lots and lots of ad breaks?
Would I cope with them?
Yeah.
It's less work.
That is less work. Correct. And more.
Just wanted
more
to see
juice.
How the mind ticked over.
Mm. Yeah.
It's also more juice.
Be good.
Mate, it's been fun while it lasted. That's the thing. So it's got us through the footy season. Talk us what? How much of the first game did you watch?
The Deeds.
Mm.
I watched a bit. You knew very early on that, mate. Melbourne just had too much leg speed and too much, and moved the ball with too much speed. Mm. Couldn't catch him. Geelong couldn't catch him. You could tell very early on. It looked like Melbourne outnumbered them in the back half, which they did. And then as soon as they got the ball, it looked like they had more numbers forward of the ball. So I don't know whether that was it just looked like it was an optical illusion, or just the way Melbourne's game plan is and how hard they ran. The Cats had an off one, who knows? Old slow, obviously. That thing come in to it, but these are just far too good. They look every bit the premiership. Side, don't they? When Max Gawn's doing stuff he couldn't do with training in the fourth quarter, like
it was amazing.
That's
it?
When you know
there was some party work to it.
Did you come in your pants?
A couple times I didn't. I've got two kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Friday?
Yeah, no, Friday.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I see you're being specific to a time.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Oh. Were you that excited? How were you? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I was worried about you. Did you last the whole game, Ralph?
Well, I did. Yeah, I did. Because I'm writing up my form for Friday night, so I couldn't even have a drink. Here's one for you both. I'm more looking forward to being at the MCG all next year than winning a premiership.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say this is going to be a year that's going to suck as a supporter to win the flag. Like, you'll be enjoying it at home. Like, you'll have a smile on your face, but, like, imagine Melbourne of 60 years. I haven't known how long it was since you won a flag, not being able to go legally next door to your fucking neighbours or your bloke who you go sit in the MCC with for the last 40 years, not be able to go and give him a hug and shed a tear and have a glass of Shiraz and a cheese board with him, Ralph.
Exactly. Banter about the share market and all that.
Exactly. And they're not allowed to, and even then, like, they'll come back here and they're not allowed to have, like, a family day. Like, all the fun stuff for the supporters, they don't get to enjoy winning flag. And the players, I can't imagine they'll fly back to Melbourne. I assume they'll fly somewhere they can go and celebrate.
Mm. Well, that should be the reward, shouldn't it? Not coming back to Melbourne.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
But yeah, I guess you want to win them, but this is probably a year where you don't. If you only get one flag, you probably don't want to use it up in this year.
I really want us to win, but I really want a way of life.
Well, exactly. Like, if you had the option, get beaten this one and win next year's. Mate, you'd take that if you knew you're going to, like, you'd give it to the Dogs this year. But if the Dogs win, it's probably a better story than when they won in 2016, the amount of K's in that they've done.
Yeah.
And the way they've done it, it's going to be a pretty incredible story. So I guess there's going to be two good stories to come out, or a good story to come out either way. And I was reasonably active yesterday and this morning on social media. I haven't seen many of my Port Adelaide friends.
You were very active, Dane.
I noticed they've gone very quiet.
Very quiet.
There's not many of them there. And
did they? I didn't watch the post game because I put it straight on designated survivor. Did they swap jumpers?
No, I don't. I think they may have. Yeah, I think the prison bars come out. Yeah, yeah. Just one last time for the year. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Oh my golly gosh! I got some lovely messages, Dane. Some lovely messages, and I mean that, from all types of people, including your manager's manager.
Yeah,
Liam. And that's what it really hit home to me about what we're missing out. Not me as a Nuffy supporter, but I remember after 2007, I bumped into Pickers, Barry Stoneham, Lee Colbert, a couple others, who guys I had known from the media days. And they were just glowing with happiness, not that they missed out, but just their team was finally a premiership team, you know?
Mm.
And that's what I'm thinking of, the guys that I know, like Paul Hopgood and David Neitz and all those guys who have gone on part of the journey and sort of stayed with it. I really feel sorry for those guys.
Yeah, and they won't be able to be there.
That's
won't
what
be able to go in the room. Yeah, won't be able to go in the rooms. Won't have a dinner, like a grand final dinner with all the partners, all the players, supporters to celebrate. Well, winning the game's, like, good. Like, obviously, like, you have a smile on your face after the game, you're reasonably happy, but it's the moments after the games that what make winning a flag so great, mm. like being together and having a reason to celebrate and stuff like that. But unfortunately, you're not going to be able to do it, which sucks, but you'd probably rather win it than not, wouldn't you? So,
100%.
Yeah, and not that it'll happen, but I guess it would be awesome to see, like, you know, Neil Danaher presenting the cup or something to Melbourne if they won it. I don't even know who's presenting the cup, but if he could do it. But, you know, I think that would be a great story before Neil eventually goes. Like, he was up with the cup and stuff, but I doubt he'll be able to. So there'll be a lot of Nathan Jones if Melbourne win it, like Aaron Josh Bruce if the Bulldogs win it. So there's going to be a lot of hard luck stories and a lot of supporters won't be able to celebrate, which is going to suck.
Mm.
Now imagine, well, I think there's going to be a few sneaky charcuterie plates around the inner east of Melbourne. had some glass, fine Merlot or something like that. There'll be a couple of sneaky charcuterie boards across the inner east in a couple of weeks, mate, with a couple of people sat around the table, I would imagine.
Do you know what I did last night? I promise you this. I opened up a very, very nice bottle. And I walked up the street and put two glasses on different mates' houses that I normally watch games with.
Oh, yeah.
What else can I do? So I just texted them. I said, there's a glass of 2008 out the front.
You could go inside. You could go inside and watch it.
I don't think I could.
No, you don't live in Ripponlea or Sonnington County, do you? That's where it all happens.
They don't give a fuck, do they? They run their own race.
Well, I've got to say, of the three places, I think Nadia had the most fun.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she did. Absolutely. Look like it.
Although
there's only been three places.
Ever. Yeah, ever. Nothing out in the northern or western suburbs at all.
Yep.
Absolutely yep. Nothing.
Where'd you watch it, Sam? I know you watch it at home, but how'd you watch it, given juggling babies and all that?
Well,
baby.
My child is now deaf because Stephen was yelling so loud. But by about, I don't even know if we reached half time. And usually.
Hang on, Sam. Sam. Wait. Hello, Sam.
Sam.
Yeah.
Just pick it up and where'd you watch it? Because you froze.
Yeah.
But you know what's really funny?
And now you're frozen.
It hasn't frozen.
Or you're just not moving.
It hasn't frozen here, what? You weirdos. Look at this.
Well, you do live.
It's
like a.
Do you know what's the best? The best bit of this is that it didn't froze this end at all. So in the middle of the podcast, randomly at about 12-minute mark, it's just you two going, Sam, Sam, Sam. Sam, Sam, Sam.
Sam, Sam.
I'm hanging off your every word, that's why.
Sam.
Exactly.
Well, what I was saying before you two had a conniption, usually if the Cats lose, Stephen is unbearable to be around. Like, he'll just sulk and go to bed, just don't bother being in the same postcode as him. But I think that we were so badly beaten so early on in the game that he'd already gotten over the disappointment and had moved on by halftime, if that makes sense. So he was just sitting there.
Exactly. You'd rather get flogged by or like what the two sides did than lose by a point, you know. At least you got three quarters to get it wrapped around your head that you're gone.
And then by the time that he'd kind of come to terms with it all, then he could start enjoying the things. Like the things that Max Gorn was doing, he was like, fuck, like how good's that? He was starting to enjoy it as a spectator with no investment because Geelong were no longer invested, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, Gorn was doing that, you couldn't do anything but laugh. You just like, fucking hell, he hasn't had it. Like, he's just flushing things that, like, it's just ridiculous. Like, you tell they're going to be pretty hard to beat. But, it was too. I hope the grannies will be closer, you would hope.
Yeah.
I guess obviously not for you, Ralph, but in general, you would hope it's a better game. I guess even if it's not, all the little kiddies won't see it anyway because they'll be in bed.
Exactly.
They're all going to bed at 9 o'clock. Everyone knows that. Yeah.
Exactly. So they'll miss that, which would be a shame. But two blowouts, and we move on a week off, and then we go again. One more game.
Sam brought up a very good point that something we talk about. So how are you interested in a game of footy if the Pies aren't playing, Swanee?
How interested am I?
Now, what makes you interested?
Gambling.
Correct. So at half time, Melbourne are 6 goals up, and Geelong kicked, I think, the last 2 goals for the second quarter. And the commentators on both Fox and Seven, I'm flicking it. This is now Melbourne have got the wobbles, and this gets Geelong back in the game, and this is what history says. I thought I might just check the odds,
because
You know what the odds do? They take away bullshit. Melbourne were $1.10 at the time.
Mm.
So what I'm saying to you and obviously to our listeners is there's stories and then there's the punt. Keep them separate.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't listen to stories when you're thinking about having a bet.
Well, they should have like a press red for Ed, like a gambler's like commentary.
Yes.
So, 'cause that game was done. So like obviously the commentators have to bullshit and try and find ways to keep the crowd in tame. But if you had like a market where you're sitting, like, and you're rooting for the under or the line, whatever it is, or you've got a same game multi going, you can just comment on that. I think I would tune into that. Like, I would tune into me talking about that.
You would tune into you for sure. Talking to that.
I would tune into me talking about that.
Is that actually a title?
I think I would.
Wow. You don't tune into your mate's TV show, but you would tune into yourself talking about the punt on the footy.
Like, I've never seen the movie Inception, but I guess it'll be a bit like that.
So if you were in charge of hiring policy at SEN, who would you pick for drive?
Do you want the real answer or the podcast answer? Or do you want them both?
Oh, I reckon they're the same.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah. Very similar.
Oh, dear me.
Well. But the word that described it literally was just wow. Wasn't it a wow game, Ralph? I'm sure our emotions were very different. I was worried about you and your heart because, honestly, Ralph, you've never felt these emotions before.
But because I'm, I think there's a word, I probably won't use it on the podcast, but the analytical way I just look at things.
Yeah.
No emotion. I just thought, well, we're the best team. So when we started the game that way,
I'll get that.
It went to form. But what's going to happen? So let me tell you what's going to happen post the grand final. If Melbourne win, they're going to say, gee, the Demons were the best team all year. And if they lose, they'll say, yeah, they just couldn't get it done because they haven't since 1964. And both will be fucking bullshit. It'll be whoever plays best.
Well, that's a very important stat that Melbourne haven't won one in 60 years. Yeah. Very important. I think it'll play a huge role.
It's massive. Yep. Hopefully it plays such a big role that Melbourne end up getting to even money.
Yeah. What are they? What are the odds?
$1.70. which I actually picked. So I thought, because yeah, I know you said a couple of weeks ago, it's a good thing to do for your own head. Check, think your own what the odds should be before you look at them. And I think that's a fair price.
And so, do you both think? Do you both think that the two best teams have made it through to the grand final?
Probably not, but I don't think the Bulldogs have been the best side in the top two sides, but they're there. So in the end, I guess the two best sides are there because they're at the end. But it's hard to argue the Port weren't probably and Geelong weren't in the best couple of sides all year. Geelong just fell over and Port shit himself.
7.5 points is the line. So on that point from last night, how much of last night did you watch?
Less invested.
But... Yeah. Well,
did you watch the start?
Yeah. And then it was kind of like just fizzled out, eh? And then I watched the rugby.
So I always put the caveat, I was never good enough to be out there. That to me looked like Port were just really, really poor when it came to intensity around the ball. What did you think watching it?
Yeah, which is surprising considering you're running out for a preliminary final. Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an interesting – now, you got who knows, but they didn't look like they were ready for it. Or whether they thought that, you know, the Bulldogs have travelled all across the country and they weren't allowed to train. Obviously, they weren't allowed to train before the game or something like that. So maybe they thought they were going to have a cakewalk and stroll into it. And the Bulldogs just fucking hit them right between the eyes. You know, they admit you saw someone used to say, well, everyone's got a plan till they get – I think Tyson said, didn't everyone's got a plan till they get punched in the face?
And, correct.
They couldn't handle the punch in the face of the Bulldogs took and it was over. What, 15 minutes in, the game was pretty much over.
There was a tiny window. Dixon had a gettable shot and Robbie Gray had a gettable shot. And
that left foot that Dixon and Robbie Gray tried to kick a drop punt from that angle. He's I don't think many people should be telling Robbie Gray how to kick clutch goals, but that went on the full and Dixon didn't make it, and then you just tell they were bad signs early on, and he got fucking hammered. Which is a shame because it was probably their best chance to win a flag because they didn't have to go to the MCG. They get Melbourne on a neutral deck.
Yep.
So they just shit the bed, Port.
Which is surprising because Melbourne, the home ground advantage has really helped Melbourne over the years to win premierships.
What are the stats? Yeah.
Yeah, none.
Yeah, okay, perfect. But on a positive note, at least Port get to celebrate or commiserate and have a beer.
With each other.
So, you know, no matter how flat they feel today, I know the Port boys are big fans of the podcast. And they're probably all sitting around someone's house silly Sunday listening. Well, we'll be listening to this when it goes to air. Just be grateful you can sit with each other and have a beer after the season. Because the winner of the AFL Premiership will not be allowed to celebrate with each other when they return to Melbourne.
Are they allowed to stay in Perth? What are the rules around that and the quarantine situation with the AFL players? Are they allowed out into the public or are they in some kind of bubble over there, Ralph?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Who knows? But you wouldn't be coming back to Melbourne. There's no chance.
There was one thing one of the Demons said after the I heard on the ABC or something. It was Alex Neil Bourne. Swanee, they're not allowed to have their mobile phones with themselves when they're in a group.
What do you mean?
Well, they go if they go for dinner or they have a feed or something, the mobile phones have to stay in the hotel rooms.
Why? If phones got corona?
No, no.
Are we now finding that mobile phones are spreading COVID?
It's a team choice to say.
Dan and Brett will probably say that soon. I'll go keep your phones off. Yeah,
but you can play. You can do kickboxing. But these people, they go, they eat with each other, and they have to talk with each other.
That's disgusting.
How are they playing?
I'm not allowed to have my phone on me when we eat.
Taylor's bandit.
Yeah. When I'm not allowed to have my phone when we eat. Not when we've been out for a meal in 2 years, but when we're out, I'm not allowed to have it on me when we eat at home.
Sam, what's your rule, please?
Yeah, I'm the same. Because Stephen will sit there and I'll say, are you finished from work? Because you work from home and the office is here. And he'll go, yeah, I'm coming out now. And then we'll go to the kitchen table and he'll sit there and he'll work from his phone. What are you doing? Oh, just emails. No phone at the table. I completely agree with Taylor. You guys socialise. It's the only socialising we can get. Don't leave me hanging.
But I might miss out. I might miss something in the 4 minutes it takes me to eat the sandwich.
miss from where? Who's doing anything?
I don't know, but I want to be. I want to know.
First.
I want to know people doing nothing.
So, do you think I've got some messages? What most messages, you know, go to ease and well done and very, very lovely and hearing some people I haven't heard from for years. But what other message do you reckon I've got?
Horse tips? I don't know.
Melbourne related.
About you leaving or about your cheese board that about you put up?
Watching the game, leaving early.
G'day, mate. Look.
Tickets.
Have you got a barcode? Because are you going to use your barcode? Because
yeah.
I'm in Perth or, you know, I know someone in Perth or.
Yeah.
So people who I haven't heard from, I've got a 10-year rule.
Yeah. 10-year cut off.
Well, not cut off, but if you then ask for a favour, if I haven't heard from you for 10 years, do I respond or just not respond either? What's the etiquette here? By the way, Sam, can you just cut out that blowing of your nose?
Absolutely
in the post
not.
Production?
Absolutely not. It's who he is, Ralph. He's a bit blocked up.
Boy, no, I just hit him back with a no.
Do ya?
A no. That's it.
I'm pondering it because I thought maybe I'll respond as long as they haven't spoken to me previously. So, I'll wait 10 years and then say, sorry, mate, just got this.
Or just hit a, or just hit him with a lol. LOL.
Well, you must get asked a lot, Dane, for tickets and.
All the best one would be, for send them your bank account with and ask for $5,000 and say, yeah, absolutely, you can have it. I've been hit up a bit, actually, for grand final tickets, but we got an email 2 days ago or something saying because we're over here, we will not be getting our allocated tickets to give to people in the West. So,
really?
Winning a brown line doesn't get you fuck all this year, apparently.
What does it normally get you?
Two freebies.
So, are you a life member of the AFL?
No.
Well, I think should that's be. The same. So, it must be brown line life member.
I'm waiting for them to give me one, but it's called a gold pass because you win. I think doesn't matter if you play one. Obviously, if you've played one game, it'd be very hard to win the Brownlow. But as soon as you win that, you go. I've got a thing called a gold pass, which I get, which everyone gets. Or two tickets to any event at any of the grounds in Australia,
including a grand final.
Yeah,
fair enough. I was with Greg Hall one day. I was doing a gig with Greg Hall, who, for those who don't know, won every single major race except for the Caulfield Cup. I'll give his one liner later. And Mike Sheen and David King, and Hawley texted me and he was out the front at Caulfield and I had to go get him. And Mike said, how come you had to get him? I said, well, he needed a pass to get in. He said, Greg Hall needed a pass. So that's racing doesn't do that as well as footy does. So it's good that rightly so the hero should get it. So
yeah, absolutely. It's good.
Are you calling Dane Swan a hero?
You can't sell it?
Ralph?
Am I what?
Are you calling Dane Swan a hero, Ralph? Is that what I just heard?
Well, of all the shit that I say, I never disrespect people who've been good enough to be out there. When it comes to other things, we can debate, but I stay in my lane on that one.
Very true.
So, lots of messages here. Give us Brownlow punting predictions, Potty, from Jackson. I might have a good guess for a Brownlow, so we'll wait for that one.
A good guess.
From Matt. Is Dane interested in being Prime Minister? Please and thank you.
Well, he doesn't seem like he does much, so
he's got about the same work ethic as me.
There was a bit of controversy about him flying back to Sydney to be with his family and then back to Canberra. And so here's a one for you. Should he not move at all, or should he say, sorry, I'm Prime Minister, I can do whatever the fuck I want?
Well, he's entitled to say that, but people voted him in. Which fucking so true. Like, how do you think that's going to come across with the public who have been locked out for so long? I'm not going to say the R word because it's offensive, but how stupid do you have to be to think that that's quite good optics in what we're going through at the moment? Like, he's just as fucking stupid as the rest of them. Well, I guess this is on us for electing the morons we have. Mm. But
we didn't elect Greg Sutton.
We didn't?
No.
Well, we elected someone who elected him, surely.
Yep.
Yeah. But I could definitely navigate us out of COVID. I couldn't do whatever else comes with being a Prime Minister, but I could definitely navigate us out of COVID a lot better than what's going on at the minute.
Do you think he's self-aware?
Sorry, Sam.
Ralph, do you think he is self-aware?
Pardon?
Do you think he's self-aware? Like when he went to Hawaii in the beginning, like maybe it was like, oh, fuck, I didn't really realise first time. But to do something dumb like this again, maybe he's just not self-aware.
But like Ralph said, maybe if he just leans into him and goes, well, fuck, I'm a Prime Minister, I'm going to see my kid, you're not, I am. So then you go, okay, well, fair enough. If you try and hide it and like sugarcoat it and make up some bullshit like excuses, then people will just see it right through. But if you go, well, I'm a Prime Minister and I can, so I've got an exemption, I'm doing it. I say, okay, well, I don't like it, but you can, so good on you.
Well, that actually leads, if you're the Prime Minister or the Premier, either or, you get a lot of criticism on social media. Would you be able to cope with that, Dane?
They'd have to take my phone off me. I'd have to eat a lot of meals.
The hot ones?
Yeah.
From Tricia, when did AFL start paying big dollars to footballers and what created the shift?
Becoming professional, didn't they? When they came, what was it, late 90s or something? Late 90s when they started becoming professional?
TV rights. It became full-time in the 90s.
Yeah.
Were they paid TV rights?
Was probably something that, well, is the thing that helped pay the players. But they only get like 26% of the TV share, where in the American sports they get 50%. Wow. So really, if we're going to be comparable to other sports, everyone's wage should theoretically be doubled.
Which would mean you'd have to halve the AFLW wages, etc.
Why would you have to halve them?
Well, because the NFL comparison that you gave doesn't involve growing the game or anything like that. There's no long-term benefits. It's just a matter of here's the money and let's distribute the money, whereas the AFL's argument is that they have to do all types of things to grow the game in other areas.
And my argument to that, my counter argument is fuck the game.
Which is why I put it up.
My kids are still going to play footy. You know, it's the biggest sport. They'll probably say because of COVID, they're lucky they had all this money in the bank, but the AFL don't need $1 in the bank.
It's technically a non-profit organisation. Exactly. They don't pay shares or anything.
Exactly. So, but yeah, so theoretically, all of the AFL players' wages should be on double. But, we're not for some reason, so it's a shame.
And Trish, the other point being, and this is worldwide, since, well, they call it cord cutting and pay TV and everything else, the reason TV rights have exploded in sport is because movies and, you know, TV stations used to get get moved to, you know, the big movie of the week or whatever on a Sunday night. Now it's all the live sport, the live part of live sport is what continues to make it just such a juggernaut.
So, correct.
Do we, speak of politicians, from Kelly, do we still get the public holiday before the grand final?
I think we do, don't we?
I hope so. We do. I hope so. That'd be great.
Have you ever heard anything so fucking stupid? They could move it to the Monday before the Melbourne Cup.
If you lived in Melbourne the last 18 months, mate, every single day there's a decision that you, there's just head scratches every single day, bro. Every single day.
A friend of yours here, Dane, from Mick, should Port Adelaide forget about the jumper wars and figure out how not to choke in the current jumper?
I think that'll be a great start.
Well played, Mick.
From James, if you could do anything anywhere right now, what would you be doing?
I'd be drinking a cocktail somewhere in European summer on a yacht.
Yeah, I think that most people would say something like that, sitting in a warm, weathered holiday destination somewhere far, far away from where we are now.
That's nonsense.
I'd be preparing to do drive with you.
Yeah, I'd be awesome.
Fuck off, no way. I'd take the cocktail on a yacht any day.
From Evo, I'm a non-birthing parent again. Any good sport docos on Netflix since you guys have finished it?
Yeah, the Untold Stories is good. Like you said, the Malice in the Palace and the Danbury Trashers and the Marty Fish one. And they're pretty good. They're worth a watch.
Congratulations, by the way. Should we say congratulations?
Pardon?
Congratulations. Didn't they just say they've just become a non-birthing partner again?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a lot, the human stuff that we don't tend to think about.
there's plenty. Icarus is good.
Icarus. The Whatever It Takes series, if you're into coaches, I really liked the one with Tottenham with Jose Mourinho and Bruce Arians from Arizona, who won the Super Bowl this year. It was done about 5 years ago. It's a really good insight into different sports coaches. If you know that, the fly on the wall doco was very good. From All Good Sometimes, can we start a weekly dialogue about the block? This season is a doozy.
I'm off it now. I refuse to watch it again after the absolute garbage that was the cheating controversy.
You didn't appreciate it, Dave.
I asked my daughter about this one. What happened? There's a big controversy, and she said, and they only took 1 point off him or something.
In 2 points? It was fucking stupid.
They dead set carried on like someone who got murdered on, while they were playing a game of golf, someone had been murdered on the set. One of the more ridiculous, and there's some ridiculous TV, Married at First Sight and all that, and that week on the block was right up there.
They milked it, didn't they, for like five episodes.
And look, now, I'm sure the contestants get asked to hand it up here, but oh my God, the whinging out of some of these contestants. I was like, get the fuck off my screen.
It's still going.
They're talking about a photo. Like, grow up and stop talking about it. I just want to see the finished bathroom. I just want to watch on Sunday so I can see what the room looks like. But they continue to talk shit. It's quite annoying. But if I wanted the drama and stuff, you'd watch Married at First Sight and all the fake reality shows. I thought The Block was meant to be a real reality show, but now there seems that they're going the way of just, drama and makeup fights and stuff like that. So it's lost to me. But I'll have a review of tonight's rooms tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good of you. Would you ever buy one of them?
No way.
Okay.
Ross Stevenson does a great line about it. Why would you ever buy a renovation from amateurs in a hurry?
Correct. Exactly. not for me. No.
From Dom, is it sad I hang out for this pod each week? Do I need to get a life?
No, Dom. Welcome to the madness. That's not sad at all.
None of us have. We haven't lived for 18 months.
There's that. From Trent, Dane's thoughts on the Dogs last night. You haven't spoken much about the Bulldogs. What did you think about the way
they did? Yeah. I thought they were going to get hammered. I think like a lot of people, they've done it the hard way. Just shows you, like AFL level, you don't have to be far off to cop a belt. And Port were horribly off, and the Dogs brought super intensity and just broke their back early. And I think Port were mentally done about 10 minutes in, and that was the end of it. But if very good, the Dogs. And like I said earlier, probably be a better story if they win it this year than when they won it 5 years ago or whatever. And coming from six or wherever they come from this year, travelling all of what they've done, the no training before the game, going over Perth for quarantine, they win it. It's going to be some story. And they very well might. I think, you know, sometimes we start to look for why the underdogs can get up. But in the end, unless the injuries happen, you would think I'll be, you know, if it walks like a duck, like we said, sometimes there is just a side that's very good and it looks like Melbourne so far. But that's why they play the games. You never know.
No insight, by the way. Premiership Cups, you would think Gary Lyon would present it if it's Melbourne because he's there. And they're talking about the Western Bulldogs. You would think, given that he's, I think he's footy manager is his title, Chris Grant's the perfect guy to present it. He's already there.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. Yeah, I concur.
From Mick, are you guys going to keep doing podcasts after the footy season? Best part of my week? Well, it probably depends on Dane's schedule between doing SEN Drive, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, if we can find something to bullshit on for 40 minutes, 50 minutes, yeah, I guess we can. We're just sitting at home doing nothing now.
We'll try and get some good guests for you. This one, a good one from Miss MK Ball. For or against grand final medals for the whole squad? Nathan Jones deserves one more than most.
I'm for. Maybe not for the whole squad, for everyone who's played, I think. Mm. Like, if you're an 18-year-old who hasn't played a game and you're going to play two, do you deserve one? Maybe not, because have you lifted the standard of training? But then there's going to be a bloke who's done her ACL and hasn't been able to play all year. You know, there's going to be different stories, but where you're limited, yeah, I think if you've played a game and you've contributed to that side winning, you deserve a medal. Because they were putting in all the hard work, and if you're unfortunately injured, what about if you kicked a goal to get you into the grand final, then you can't play the week after? Do you get there without said player? So, yeah, I'm definitely for, like, Robert Murphy, a great story. You know, should he have his own medal? Mm. Do you feel weird having it if you haven't played? Well, look at American sports. Well, the big ones, obviously, you get it for the whole squad. Get it. So, yeah, I'm definitely in the camp. Give the players who have contributed to winning and staff, I think. Like, I think, did we talk about if the coaches get a medal?
There's a coach medal. I'm not sure about the whole coaching staff. I'm not too sure about that.
I know there is 50 staff members, like the football department, but I think all the coaches deserve one too. They put in more work than anyone else. The players just play a lot. The amount of hours they spend coding and watching vision and going doing all the shit that no one wants to do, they're just as equal a part of the team. So I think coaches and all players should get it, yeah.
NFL, everyone in the organisation gets a ring, including like, the person who answers the phone, the cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Well, there's a simple way around it, though, isn't there, Swanee? Just keep what it is. You get a premiership medallion and a premiership team medallion. So who gives a fuck if they get a second one?
Exactly. I don't know what all the hullabaloo is about, Ralph.
From Nico, how's Swanee going with his boxing training?
Non-existent.
Still.
And Sam, this is from my wife. How's the six-pack rebuild going?
Unless gym's open, I've got no hope. But then if we don't come out of lockdown, then no one's going to see me anyway, so it doesn't really matter. One day.
Yeah, but what's the program again? What's the timeline you're saying for the return?
I said a couple of weeks after we open. So Dane said that makes that 2027 because we're probably not going to open until then.
I see no lies.
From Ivan, are you into Bitcoin?
Am I into it?
Yeah.
I don't spend every way. I had some. I have some. I got a bit of crypto. I got in. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when Bitcoin was about $8,000 or something like that. The only reason why I bought so much of it was because I hate missing out, and I was like, I'm going to put in the amount of money I put in. I said, I'm willing to lose X amount to be on the ride, then fucking in 20 years if it goes to $1 million, and I think, fuck, I've missed the ride there. So I just set and forget it. I hardly look at it, but hopefully it's a nice little nest egg at some stage, but I don't.
Don't forget the password though, yeah?
Yeah.
No. I've got the same password for everything, mate.
Oh, good. Well, and what is that? Just in case. What is it? Just in case you lose it.
I I love Dane! exclamation mark.
I wouldn't be with surprised if it is.
From Patrick, how does Dane feel knowing he has his pets named? He has pets named after him, e.g., our pet family snake.
What an honour! I think it's great.
Phil from Flemington, how did Ralphie feel from a punting perspective when the doggies went nuts? Then as a D's fan, well, there's no other perspective if your team isn't playing. Is there Dane to only think about you from the punt?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was toast after 10 minutes there. But
Who were you hoping to play in the granny? Who do you think you had a better chance shot against?
The Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, okay. Yeah.
Because Port's best is ground level goals up forward from little guys. And our weakness probably, I don't even think we have core weakness at the moment, like if we play at our best. But, May and Lever, Bulldogs last night, Norton was unbelievable. Well, those two boys are going to be, I think, match up all right with them.
Yep. That's fair enough.
All right. We'll finish with this one. What was Swanee's biggest upset win, on or off the field?
Upset loss was getting beaten celebrity get me out of here.
Yep.
Casey got me there, bitch. My biggest upset win. No, I love Casey. It's a great fun. Still can't believe she beat me, though. I've got no idea. Well, sure, we won games. I think we were down by North. I think North were beating us by about 8 goals at halftime one day, and we kicked 10 goals in the third quarter and got in front. But, man, I can't remember my good games, let alone the ones where we biggest upset, my individual games. So I've got no idea.
All right. Hopefully we can do a Brownlow pod. Have you got a dirty joke to finish with?
No, I'm hungover. I didn't realise we were doing this till late last night. I dreamt it.
And what can we look forward to with Heath and Daisy?
You're not going to get any smarter. I still don't think it's a TV show. I'm still thinking I'm being hoodwinked. I'm no doubt about it.
Well, look. It's been fun. Good luck on SEN.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, nice knowing you, but I've used you to climb the ladder.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.